There's a great judgment day that is coming. We know it's coming to one and all. For the judge shall descend in his power divine and judge both the great and small.
When Jesus comes and the judgment is set, oh, who will be at his right hand? When the trumpet shall sound and the nations have come, oh, who shall be able to stand? Then the righteous and wicked together shall meet. To judgment they shall be brought. And the judge shall proclaim to the righteous, well done, the wicked I know ye not.
There will be great rejoicing of happy ones there who follow the Savior here. When they hear him declare, come ye blessed of mine, and enter my home so fair.
When Jesus comes and the judgment is set, oh, who will be at his right hand? When the trumpet shall sound and the nations have come, oh, who shall be able to stand?
But there'll be lamentations and mourning that day when Jesus shall say, depart. And the wicked shall flee from his presence away, what branding of every heart. Oh, prepare us, dear Lord, for thy coming here long, the judgment of that great day, when the saints shall rejoice in thy presence with song, forever with thee to stay.
When Jesus comes and the judgment is set, oh, who will be at his right hand? When the trumpet shall sound and the nations have come, oh, who shall be able to stand? Oh, who shall be able to stand?
This morning, I want to talk about a very dear subject to me. We went through quite a rough time with my son Brendan when he was he had a brain infection, and the survival rate at best was not very good. So we knew we were in for a battle when he had brain infection both front and in the back, and he was in for a rough ride. And my message today will be of what brought us through that. And I'm not talking from just merely somebody else's experiences. Me and my wife, my family went through this. And we had something to lean on and something sure that we could stand on. And that was, it sustained us, it was powerful. Were we down? Yes. Once we realized what God meant by that chapter and how we applied it to our lives and to Brandon's life, it made all the difference in the world. But before I get into this, let's all rise for prayer and ask the Lord to bless. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your grace. Lord Jesus, we are all one in humbleness before you, knowing that you are our great God and our provider, El Shaddai. We are in your presence this morning and ask that your presence will be tangibly felt by everyone here, knowing that we can feed off you, feed your spirit, encourage our hearts, lift each other up, lift one another up through your word, through the comfort of your word, through the comfort of scripture. So Holy Spirit, you're welcome here. We ask that you will, angels, that you will cast out any demonic forces that try to interfere in any heart with negative thoughts in Jesus' name. We ask that you will fully be applied here. Thank you, Father. You may be seated. My first scripture is out of Romans 15, verse 4, out of the King James Version. That's not the scripture. Romans 15, 4. That was last week's. So you're a week behind. Anyway, I'll read it anyway before he puts it up. It's, for whatsoever things were written before were written for our learning. This is the Apostle Paul writing before the New Testament existed. So he's talking about the Old Testament, the scripture that was given by God by divine inspiration. It says, for whatsoever things were written before time were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scripture might have hope. Romans 15, 4. It says in Luke 6, verse 45, for the mouth speaks what the heart is full of. There's more to that scripture, but that's the end of it. The gist of it is, your mouth speaks what your heart is full of. So whatever is within you comes out of your mouth. In Matthew 12, verse 37, for by thy words, by your words you shall be justified, and by your words you shall be condemned. So remember, whatever you speak that comes from the heart, out of the mouth, you'll be judged for. And then again, Proverbs 18, verse 21, death and life are in the power of the tongue. They that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. So remember, death and life are in the power of the tongue. So whatever you speak, be careful of what you speak, especially if it's ill of another person. That might just happen. I've seen it where it has, where somebody said something nasty to a person and it happened. So don't speak ill of another person. Remember, our battle is not against a person. It's a spiritual battle. We fight not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against spiritual wickedness in high places. So the battle is a spiritual one. I'm going to start now in Psalm 91, verse 16. This is a bit of in reverse. The scripture is, with long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Question, who is this person that the Lord will give long life and satisfy him with and show him his salvation? Who is he talking about here? Is that anyone? Everybody? We see young die, people die. We see lots of people die prematurely. Let's see who this guy is. Starting from the first verse of Psalm 91, verse 1. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. That's who it is. Now, what's the secret place of the Most High? Do you know where that is? A rhetorical question, I'll answer it. The secret place is, you and I have it, and God uses it. It's the temple of the Holy Spirit where he dwells in. I could be talking to you here, you could be communicating with God without me knowing you're communicating with God. That's because that's the secret place. It's your secret place and God's secret place to communicate with you and with each other. It's the Holy Spirit with you. You can have an open line at all times. And in the secret place of your heart. It's not a closet. It's not a dark room somewhere. It's within you. That's where that secret place is. So if you do this, he that dwells, if you dwell in the secret place of the Most High and you have full communication with the Almighty, remember, out of the abundance of your heart, you will speak. So what will you do then? This is what you will say. I will say. I was sharing this with Brother Dave yesterday. When you talk to some people, I have a friend at work that I talk to sometimes, and I'll ask him a question. And this is how he responds a lot of times. I'll ask him, where is this and this on the yard, this material? He goes, I don't know, but what I will say is this. So he said something that he knows for sure. This is the same. I'm applying this to this. So you only say what you know for sure. So now the scripture goes on. But I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. Why is he saying that? Because he can't. Because within his heart and his mind, he is in the secret place of the Most High. So guess what comes out? Out of the abundance of the heart, you speak. So now you speak this. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. We would speak this. My wife would speak this over Brandon when he was in the hospital every day. Every day, every chance she got, she would pray this over him, speak this over him. And the end results were sweet, even though we went through a very dark time while we were in it. But God used these scriptures to lift our hearts up. Now we'll continue here. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In Him will I trust. And then it changes a bit here, where you see he says, surely he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings shall you trust. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You will not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, or the pandemic, however you put it, nor of the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side. So here we see some people will fall. Who are those people that fall? It could be young, they're old. Those people that fall here are the ones that are not under the promise in the secret place of the Most High. That's as simple as it is. If you perform this with your heart, the promise of this scripture is as sure as this scripture as God himself, because this word will, all of heaven and earth will pass away, but this will never pass away. That's how sure scripture is. And this is a promise made by God himself through the divine inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that walks at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Whatever it is, it cannot come near you if you are in the secret place of the Most High. Only with your eyes will you see the reward of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord, which is also my refuge, even the Most High, your habitation, so he is dwelling within you. There shall no evil befall you, neither shall any plague come near your dwelling. That's a promise. This is a sure promise. For he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways, not in some, in all your ways. For they shall bear you up in their hands, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the adder, and the young lion and the dragon shall you tremble under feet, because you have set his love upon me, he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. That's God speaking here. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him, and I will in trouble, I will deliver him and honor him. And the last verse again, with long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. This is the promise of this book. Read this every day till it's applied to your heart and to your mind, and your secret place is fully, that vacuum is completed and filled with Jesus Christ, and the communication of your secret place is one with the Almighty, with the Father, with our Heavenly Father, our Provider. And this is what's going to happen to you. Read the whole promises. Remind Satan this is a promise of God, and he will keep you, your children, up to the third and fourth generation. If you want to read more promises, you can read Psalm chapter 89, where it talks about salvation, of what will happen, even unto your children. when he promised. God's promise is yes, yes. It cannot be broken, his promise. And that concludes my part of the message. Brother Dave will have the rest of the message here.
Hallelujah. How are you? Good? Fantastic. How many of you know Paul Pawlowski? Anybody knows him? Art Pawlowski. Anybody knows him? I'm looking. Up, down. He's a pastor from Alberta that got a fined hundreds of thousands of dollars, has been in prison. Now they exonerated him. They have to pay back everything, all the fines, and he is free. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He's a firebrand. Quite something, that guy. Love him. Anyway, I'm trying to make technology work that is out of my... Okay. The Lord wants something from us. And you go through the Old Testament. The Lord God would always limit. There would be limitations. The people were not thankful. Are we thankful with what we got? How do we stand in our hearts towards this God? Listen in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 28. Since we are receiving, it says, we are receiving a kingdom that is unshakable. Listen, we are receiving a kingdom that is unshakable. Let us be what? Thankful. And please God by worshiping him with holy fear and awe. I was in the hospital. Regardless what happened, I was there for a while, more than I ever anticipated. Never been to a hospital more all my life. Now all of a sudden, I wake up from a coma. What am I doing here? God was right there with me, and I was thankful. Regardless what happened, I was thankful. His spirit was close to me. And why was I thankful? Because deep in my spirit, I was receiving a kingdom that is unshakable. I'm going to receive a body that's forever going to be just full of energy. My taste will be superb. I'll be able to drink wine and it'll taste fantastic. It's not the garbage I'm sometimes tasting now. And I'm not blaming the wine, the milk, or the water, or whatever I'm drinking. Coffee, that's terrible stuff. Used to smell good. But all in all, I was thankful of the kingdom that is mine, that I'm receiving. That never left me. Regardless how low I was, I knew deep in my heart I was receiving a kingdom. I knew where I was going. I knew that God held my right hand. That's something to be thankful for. If you're ever in a place where I was, and you don't have this hope, I pity you. I had absolutely no worries, no fear, no thought of tomorrow, because I knew regardless what happened, I had a kingdom that is unshakable. Think of that. Do you have that? Those who are listening through the internet, do you have? Are you going to go to a kingdom that is unshakable? Do you know that you know it belongs to you? If you have that, regardless what happens, nothing can touch you. Hallelujah. Yes, that is ours. How was it given to us? By the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. All for free. Hallelujah. I didn't have to work for it. God gave it to me. Listen to this. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 8. Be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong in Christ Jesus. Well, I came home from the hospital. My taste, my smell was gone, but my taste was pretty good. After about a month, half a month, I noticed something. My smell came back, and it wasn't the smell I used to. My feces and my food smelled the same. Think about that. You go to the washroom, you go to the best banquet table, the same smell. Was I thankful? I bowed my head and said, Lord, this food smells awful. But thank you for this food. Bless it. Nourish it to my body. Let it do something for me that'll give me strength. I was thankful. I did that to spite Satan. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, that's one experience I've never had in my life. But God showed me you can be thankful regardless of the circumcision. And all those who have had COVID kind of know what I'm talking about. Some have it worse than others. After the third taste, it starts tasting like food. But the first taste, get it past your teeth. Chew it. Be a good boy. Don't puke it out. Just swallow it down. And God will bless you with strength. I'm not kidding you. I know what I'm talking about. That reminds me of a woman called the pastor's wife. Anybody here know Mr. Wurmbrand? He was in the Romanian prison, but his wife was also in prison for about 6 years. And there were about 200 people, 200 women in that prison. The only water they had is water to drink, not to wash. And there was a hole in the middle. That's where their toilet was. And you know, people, women, people in prison, they have dysentery, they have diarrhea, and guess what? that hole around it wasn't very clean. You know what the guards did? They brought in the food, dumped it right at the hole. That's yours to eat. And one lady said, I'll never touch that. Pastor Wurmsbrand got up, grabbed a piece of bread, and said, we will be thankful for this bread. I was thinking there, sitting there, crying, because I felt the agony. I knew, I imagined what that must have been like. She said, we will thank God. Then one person for the audience said, if I could have prayed for you, what prayer would you have requested? That I, she said, would receive at least one cup of water a day to wash myself. I cried like a baby. I said, Lord, I'm not worthy to be in heaven with them. And the Lord right away rebuked me. That's not the reason they're in heaven. The reason they're in heaven is because of my blood, of my sacrifice, what I went through. I left my heaven. I came down and I paid for every sin that ever existed on this earth. I took them to the cross and they got nailed to the cross. And there they are today. And that's for each and everyone who knows and accepts Jesus. Those who reject them, their sins are still there. So God has something for us to be thankful for. What is it? It's salvation. We were dead in trespasses and sin. We were on our way to the lake of fire. But God, in His mercy, sent His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Are you thankful? Are we thankful? Do we take time out at night? Thank you, Lord, for this bread, this wine, which represents your body and your blood that was sacrificed for me. Do we thank God for that? I do on a nightly basis, me and my wife. We thank God for what He did on the cross for us. We have a lot to be thankful. In every circumstance, give thanks. Most of us are so used to griping about everything, we forget that we have a God. Are you one of those? Those of you who are listening by video, are you thankful for what God gave you, has done for you? Or do you find things to gripe about every day? Be thankful in your heart. When you get up, get on your knees. I'm thankful for this day. But I want to say something, Lord. There's better days on ahead, regardless how good this day is. Hallelujah. And then the Lord says, rejoice evermore. Do we rejoice in what we have? He's given it to us. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. Praying means talk to God. Bless Him. Rejoice in Him. Have a relationship with Him. Pray without ceasing. Again, in everything, give thanks. Hallelujah. In everything. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. It is God's will that we rejoice. How can somebody rejoice if he doesn't have Jesus in his heart? How can somebody rejoice if he doesn't know that he's going to heaven? It says, rejoice evermore. If you are rejoicing, you can always pray without ceasing. And you can always be thankful. It gives, one hand gives the other. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks. And if you got Jesus Christ in your heart, if you're born again by the Spirit of God, if you know that you know that you're going to heaven, you have reason for these, all three, rejoicing, praying, and giving thanks for the rest of your eternity. So let the Lord open your heart to this and make you a blessing to yourself. Hallelujah. Amen.
Before you say no to Jesus tonight, before you turn Him away, before you decide to take that great chance, is this your last chance to pray?
While you are blessed with this precious moment, Jesus is ready to say, sinner, before you make your decision, is this your last chance to pray?
Before you say no to Jesus tonight, before you turn Him away, before you decide to take that great chance, is this your last chance to pray?
Satan may say that you're young and healthy, there's plenty of time to pray, but death is sure and life is uncertain, is this your last chance to pray?
Before you say no to Jesus tonight, before you turn Him away, before you decide to take that great chance, is this your last chance to pray?
Can you be sure that you'll see tomorrow? Would you be wise to wait? Death's chilling arms this night may embrace you. Is this your last chance to pray?
Before you say no to Jesus tonight, before you turn Him away, before you decide to take that great chance, is this your